What's up, everyone? This is Fala. Another episode of the Modcast. I'm actually just making this on the spur of the moment. I'm here with my boy Faraz. What's up, Faraz?
What's up, man?
I'm just throwing you into this. I'm just throwing you into this. We're just chilling in his car, having a little coffee, a little tea action, and we're just talking about like life, man, and like how crazy we are as humans, like, and it's crazy what the realization that we just came to, right? Like the fact that there's this clear, like, I don't know, can we call it a hypocrisy?
Yeah,
yeah, we can call it hypocrisy, right?
A bit.
Yeah, right. Like it's like,
it's nothing bad.
It's not bad. No. It's not bad hypocrisy, but it's just interesting. Like, I literally just came to this realization at this moment while I'm recording this podcast. Like 30 seconds ago, we came to this realization, right? That anyone who's successful, right, when they're out there telling people about their successes or what's motivated them.
Multi-millionaires, billionaires,
like the Grant Cardones of the world, the Gary V's of the world,
exactly.
The people that are out there talking about their success, right, and trying to get people riled up to become successful, right, or even athletes, right. What do they always say for us? What do they always say?
They're always saying, "Is like, you know, I'm glad I proved my doubters wrong, or you know, that motivated me to prove every person that didn't doubt in me, that doubted me, I wanted to prove them wrong." That's a huge, huge overarching philosophy and kind of like, you know what I mean? Like the thing that's the theme, right?
But what's crazy, what Faraz alluded to me right now, right, which blew my mind, is the fact that when you're listening to their videos about self-help and how to be successful, don't feed into the haters. Don't let the haters affect you.
Yeah. In the same breath that they're saying, you know, I'm so glad, or, you know, I'm on the top of the world, I proved every doubter wrong, you know, I'm here now, I made it. In the same breath, they're saying, you can't let what people think about you affect you.
Which is...
But that's their motivation!
Hey, yo, Franz, I think that the haters affected them even more...
Yeah.
...in their success... That the haters affect people who don't end up doing things. We're afraid,
that's,
right?
That's their motivation, man. Like, look, yo, there's a certain type of person.
But it's crazy. But think about that for a second. Like, yeah. Think about that for a second. Right now, there's like 10 people, okay?
Yeah.
Nine of those people, they let the hate get to them. Like, oh, shit, I'm not about to do anything. That one person who makes $1 million, he was affected more by that hate than those nine other people, which is mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, the way that you really think about it. Because... most people, once they get hate, they let that cripple them. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, they start feeling bad.
Yeah.
They start getting self-doubt.
Facts.
Whereas, on the reverse side, the same people that are telling you not to care about what people are saying, care possibly the most about what their haters
say. Exactly.
What they do is they channel that energy that they get from it to overcome it. They're like, I want to prove every single hater, or I want to prove the doubters wrong, prove the naysayers wrong, and show that I could do what I said I was going to do, and they let it fuel it. So it's really bullshit when people say at the end of the day that, oh, I'm not affected by what people say to me, or I don't care about what people think. No, as humans, as human beings, as social animals, it is impossible to not be affected on some level by what other people say to you or think about you, right? It's just impossible.
100%.
So that's just absolute bullshit when they say it, or don't care about what people think about you. It's care, but it's what you do with it.
100%. And you know what? What it comes down to again is like how you, like you said, is how you channel that hate. But I just wanted to record this real quick. We're coming up about 5 minutes. I usually keep this until about 5 minutes.
Yeah, you took me on a podcast without any consent. No consent whatsoever.
No media waivers.
No waivers. No warning. Just hitting the record button. But, you know, all right, you know, I got your back.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I had to throw you in here. But we have some crazy conversations. But I had to record this one because, like, this thought, I did not want to, like, let it slip away. And I think it's a crazy realization. So... use that hate as fuel. Don't let the burn the fuel for your benefit. Don't let the fuel burn you. Peace.